Thank you very much. Tom Mullen. I live in Campton, New Hampshire. I'm a real estate developer. My project up in Campton and Thornton is called Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club. I think a few of you have played there, haven't you, over the years? Can I see a show of hands? Thank you. And if you're one of the folks that voted to make Owl's Nest the number one golf course to play in New Hampshire in 2013, I thank you even more. Appreciate it. I want to talk briefly about the announcement that took place last October of 2010. When that announcement was made that the Northern Pass was going to be coming through and there would be 14,000 linear feet of it coming through Owl's Nest, we had four pending sales at the time, lot sales. Three of those four sales went away. One closed at a very substantial discount to the original asking price. There have been no sales. Zero sales of land owned by Owl's Nest since October of 2010, none. And we can't survive without lot sales. However, there were two sales that just closed very recently. They were not sales of our property, they were resales of other properties. One of those was a lot sale that sold to someone who lived on the same street. It sold originally for $145,000, and it just closed at $20,000. $20,000. There was another sale recently. It was the sale of a house in a little village we have called Linkside. That lot and house originally sold for $495,000. It does not see the Northern Pass. But if they go out and play golf, they would see it. And that just sold for $255,000. $495,000 down to $255,000. I'm sorry that the folks from Franklin are no longer here because they keep claiming that there's really no impact on property values. The folks from Northern Pass will claim there's no impact on property values. But I can tell you there's a huge impact. It costs us about $60,000 to create a lot. Our bank takes 70% of every sale price. With a minimum of $45,000, I can't sell a lot right now at Owl's Nest for the price the bank requires at closing, $45,000. So Owl's Nest is, for all practical purposes, out of business until something changes, and unless something changes, and we certainly hope we're around when and if that happens. Thank you.